You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Well, yesterday, while we were all focusing on other things, the Senate passed a bill that's aimed at helping small businesses. It had been actually languishing in Congress for a very long time. But lawmakers claim that the legislation includes billions in aid and incentives for small business owners, and it's expected to pass the House next week. Joining us right now, we have Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
And also Walt Rowan, owner of Susquehanna Glass Company in Columbia, Pennsylvania. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
How closely were you watching this legislation, if at all?
I was aware of it in the background, but, you know, quite truthfully, things are not getting through Congress very quickly, so I was a little surprised.
Well, Todd Zwillick, how about everybody else? Were people in Washington surprised that it finally passed?
Well, people got surprised in August when one of the Republicans who had been helping to filibuster this bill for months and months and months finally said, enough is enough, I'm going to break ranks. It was George Voinovich, Republican of Ohio, which is a state that certainly has a lot of small and large businesses that are hurting. He said he was going to finally vote to break the filibuster, and he did, and the bill was able to pass. Interesting thing about George Voinovich, he's retiring. He's not running for re-election, so breaking ranks and joining the Democrats doesn't hurt him, maybe like other Republicans think that it might.
Okay, so Walt Rowan, you would call yourself a small businessman, right?
Yes, we employ about 35 people.
Okay, so Walt, take a listen. Todd's going to explain what's in this bill. You can hear, listen for if there's anything in there that affects Susquehanna Glass in Columbia, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Todd, tell Walt what is in this bill.
Okay, right. So, well, the first problem that we have in the economy, the big problem for small businesses, I imagine maybe like Walt, tight credit. Even credit-worthy businesses can't get credit. This bill frees up about $30 billion in federal loan guarantees filtered through community banks to make credit easier. Second, you've got about $12 billion in tax cuts. Businesses can get new tax incentives for hiring. Also, they can get what's called accelerated depreciation. Now, that's a fancy word for, you know, when you buy equipment, let's say at Susquehanna Glassworks, you buy a furnace. Over 7-8 years, it degrades. It depreciates the value of it. It stops working. Businesses can write off those costs eventually when equipment depreciates. This bill lets you write it off right away. You get all the tax breaks right up front if you buy this year, and that's an incentive to invest in new equipment. And it also increases to $500,000 the amount of investment spending that they can write off right away. And the whole point is spend this year, businesses, expand this year, buy new equipment this year, and hire this year, and we'll make it worth your while in the tax code.
Okay, Walt, anything there to get you excited?
Well, first of all, we've been lucky that our local bank has been very supportive. So we don't need, personally, we're fine on credit, although I've heard a number of discussions about it. A lot of small businesses have had that problem. So if I were in a situation where my small bank wasn't supporting me, that would be very, very helpful for me.
What's the name of your bank, Walt? I want to call them up today.
Yeah, we've been using M&T Bank, and they've been really good.
But what about the rest of it? How about those tax credits and the incentives to hire people?
I'm not sure how the hiring incentive is going to work. I don't know how it would actually function, but the accelerated depreciation is definitely something that a small business guy would be, we would take advantage of. However, I do want to say the problem is that as a small business, we're not going to go out and buy a piece of equipment just because there's a tax policy that's going to make it a little bit more advantageous right now.
You need to have actually work on the books to do that, right?
Well, the problem is that when I look at what I'm going to be doing and make decisions, it's going to be based on what the economic outlook is. If there's demand for my product, I hire more people and I buy more equipment. So if the overall economic outlook is still really slow, even if I can get a credit on buying a piece of equipment, I'm not going to buy the equipment if I don't think I need it.
Well, Todd, do you have more details on how the hiring incentive works?
There's a certain amount of money that you get, you can write off of your business expenses for hiring. And Celeste, I don't know exactly how much it is for each person, because I'm not sure if it was defined in the statute or not.
Well, we should have Walt hire us. Walt will hire us and we'll find out. Walt, what piece of equipment do you just covet? And give me like the most technical name for it. I mean, you're a glass company, right?
Yeah, I'm a glass decorating company, so something like a laser engraver is something that we
How
much does that cost?
Yeah. What do they run?
And some, it would cost us probably about $25,000 to buy a piece of equipment like that. So if we had been waiting and we really wanted to buy that equipment, that this tax policy would definitely push us over into doing it now. There's
it
no
would.
Question about it.
Okay, and Todd, how much is this bill expected to cost the government?
It's about $50 billion total, $30 billion in tax credits, $30 billion in the loan guarantees, $12 billion in tax credits. Then there's other sort of odds and ends, and there comes to around $50.
That's a lot of laser engravers there.
That is. So, Walt, is there something that you would have rather seen? Is there something missing out of this bill that actually would have made you do hire somebody?
I think they're on the right track. The problem is that there's a pervading sentiment that Obama is anti-business. And I don't see that. I think his policies have been very supportive of business. And I think that this is just another example that he's on the right track. What has to happen is that the public has to begin to have more confidence that we're going in the right direction.
All right. Well,
and
everybody heard it.
The things that need to happen.
You all need to buy some glass from Walt Rowan at Susquehanna Glass Company
Please.
In Columbia, Pennsylvania, so he can hire some people. Todd Zwillick, did the debate over the extension of the Bush tax cuts enter into this debate?
Oh, it always does, because one of the arguments against letting tax cuts for $250,000 and over expire is that a lot of small businesses make over $250,000, and you're going to stifle hiring and stifle small business. So that's one of the main Republican arguments. Don't let have to extend those tax cuts or small businesses suffer. They're going to be fighting about that for the next 2 weeks.
Okay, Todd Zwillick is our Washington correspondent, and Walt Rowan, owner of Susquehanna Glass Company in Columbia, Pennsylvania. Thanks to both of you. You can get more of Todd's political coverage on Washington. Just head over to our site, and you can track his tweets. That's at thetakeaway.org.
You know, that construction guy we talked to a couple weeks ago said the same
it's
thing.
It's pretty much
I'm
the same
gonna
thing.
I'm not going to hire or buy new equipment unless I have orders.
And he said the legislation's kind of on the right track, too.
Right.